I find that sometimes I lie out of convenience to end a conversation. Like if I'm talking to someone and they hear me wrong or they don't understand what I'm saying, I'll just go along with their version because it's more energy for me to correct them. So like the girl who cuts my hair thought I said I bought a house in Patterson Park. And so I just went with it. And then she's asking me about my interest rate. I don't have a house. I don't know what interest rates are for houses. And then a couple months later, I said I moved to Hamden. And she was like, well, what happened to the Patterson Park house? And I was like, well, I'm renting that out. And I purchased it. So now I have two homes that I don't know how to pay for. But the worst case of unnecessary lying was at my grandfather's viewing, a Catholic viewing. I don't like doing these. You sort of have these awkward conversations. People don't know what to say. They say, oh, doesn't he look good? No, he looks dead. And not even what he used to look like. You know, so it's, I find myself very uncomfortable at viewings. And so I'm walking around, and someone came up to me and said, are you Tim? Tim is my uncle, my grandfather's youngest son. I could have very easily just said, no, I'm the grandson. But I said, yep, I'm Tim. And he said, oh, I'm so sorry for your loss. And I was like, yeah, it's hard. I love my dad. And he was like, yeah, it's a special relationship. I was like, he taught me how to play baseball, how to drive stick. I don't play baseball. I don't know how to drive a stick. I'm just getting myself into this unnecessary lie. And he was like, oh, well, you know, my condolences. So then I see him walking towards my Uncle Tim. And so quickly I run past him, and I was like, in case anyone asks, I'm you and you're me. And he's like, got it. So then I ran to his wife, my Aunt Heather, and I was like, in case anyone asks, we're married. Like, this is not a normal thing for family members to talk about at a viewing. But everyone went along with it. And so I'm feeling good. And then the guy that thought I was my Uncle Tim pulled me into a crowd of people I had never met and said, Tim, we noticed that you placed a wooden box in the casket. What's inside that box? My uncle placed a wooden box inside the casket and wrote his name on it. Why would you write your name on it? Like, just in case it needs to get identified later. And I said, the box. The box, yeah. I put a box in there, didn't I? Yep, I did. And he goes, well, what's inside of it? I'm like, well, you know, what's inside the box? What is inside the box? And everyone's starting to turn on me. And like, something's not right with him. And I'm like, you know, it's, I don't quite remember. And he's like, what do you mean you don't remember? And I was like, I was sad when I did it. And he was like, what? And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not Tim. And all of them looked at me like I was some lunatic running around this funeral home pretending to be people. But I will say, you know, my family, it's not my fault. My family is this way. When we, on the last day, we wanted to put bottles of liquor and cookies inside the casket because my grandfather always was drinking and eating cookies. And the funeral director said, yeah, we can't allow that. You know, we can't have you do that. And we said, we respect that decision. And then when we left, we kind of put it in and tucked it in. And the best part was as we were moving the coffin down, hearing the glass bottles clink together. And I think that made my grandfather proud. Thank you.